Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're immersing ourselves in something quite interesting in the legal world.
Yeah, we're looking at professional growth for lawyers.
Exactly. And our source material is really specific. Excerpts from the Lawyer's Guide series. Getting back to the basics.
And it's a bit of a paradox, isn't it? You have this field really pushing digital marketing, SEO, social media, all that stuff.
Right.
And then these guides, these core texts, are basically saying, hold on. Maybe double down on the really old school stuff.
Like networking, face-to-face.
Networking, word-of-mouth referrals, the absolute basics.
So that's really our mission today, isn't it? To unpack why these, you know, seemingly old-fashioned strategies are still so crucial, especially when everything seems to be about online presence.
Exactly. The sources are pretty clear.
Yeah.
Sure, online visibility. We kind of need that now. It's like the entry fee.
Okay.
But for, say, small firms, local practices, the actual engine driving growth, that's still relationships, human connection.
You can buy eyeballs online, maybe, but not trust.
That's the core of it. The guides really hammer this home. Reputation isn't built by clicks. It's built by delivering reliable service, building integrity. Trust.
Okay, let's dig into that then. The power of trust. Because the guide doesn't just mention it. It really emphasizes the psychology behind choosing a lawyer. Why is trust such a huge deal here, maybe more than in other fields?
Well, think about the stakes. They're incredibly high, right?
Mm-hmm.
When someone needs a lawyer, they're often vulnerable, seriously vulnerable. Maybe it's a divorce or, you know, litigation that could bankrupt their business, or even something positive but still huge, like planning their family's future, estate planning.
Yeah, these are massive life moments.
Totally. And they're essentially handing over enormous responsibility, financial, emotional, often to a complete stranger.
They're not just buying a product off a shelf. They need an advocate.
Precisely. And when the stakes are that high, you know, an algorithm, a five-star review online, even a slick ad, it doesn't carry the same weight.
Not compared to a real person saying, use this person.
Exactly. The guide stresses that point. A recommendation from someone you already trust, a friend, a colleague, a satisfied former client, that's different. It's like a transfer of trust.
Social capital, kind of?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. That personal referral cuts through all the digital noise and instantly gives a baseline of confidence. It's huge.
And the sources talk about this as a sort of ecosystem. They mention a chain reaction. What's that about?
Right, the chain reaction. The idea is the whole referral engine often starts with one simple question. Hey, do you know a good lawyer?
Okay.
So if a law practice handles just one case, maybe just one interaction with real professionalism, real empathy, good communication, follow through, they don't just get one happy client.
Right. That client become.
They become a potential source of future business. When someone asks them that question, do you know a good lawyer?
Mm-hmm.
That satisfied client becomes, well, basically an unpaid salesperson for years to come.
So it's not like a viral hit online quick and maybe fades fast. This is slow, steady growth.
Compound interest. That's a perfect analogy the guide sort of implies. It builds steadily over time.
But it doesn't just happen.
No, absolutely not. And the guide is very firm on this. It requires lawyers to be deliberate, intentional about nurturing these connections. And that often means spending time not doing billable work, which can be tough.
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it? Time. If building relationships is so powerful, how does a busy lawyer, maybe a solo practitioner, someone in a small firm, already overwhelmed, how do they actually do this? They can't just hang out at coffee shops all day.
Right. And the sources acknowledge that. It's not about abandoning digital tools completely.
Mm-hmm.
It's more about maybe shifting focus, shifting some time.
Mm-hmm.
Time that might currently be spent on, say, low return digital stuff.
Okay.
And reallocating it to these very specific high return human connection strategies. The guide lays out an action plan.
An action plan. Okay, let's get into that. What are these deliberate steps? The first one, according to the outline, sounds almost quaint in this day and age. Show up in person. Really. Like, physically go places.
Yeah, really. But it's strategic. It's not just about being physically present anywhere. The guide talks about the why and the where.
Okay, so where?
They list specific places. Places that signal you're invested in the community, not just trying to sell something. So, yes, local events, Chamber of Commerce meetings are obvious ones. Bar association things, too.
Makes sense.
But also nonprofit fundraisers. And interestingly, things like school board meetings.
School board meetings. That seems random for a lawyer looking for clients.
Well, think about the goal. The source says it's not necessarily about handing out cards, hoping someone right there needs a lawyer today.
Okay. It's longer term.
It's about becoming a known quantity, a familiar face, a trusted voice within the, you know, the local infrastructure. It signals you care about the community, you're invested. When local leaders see you there, contributing, being present.
You become top of mind when something does come up.
Exactly. You become the default reliable professional they think of. It's about building that foundational trust through presence.
Right. You're sort of exchanging your time for community trust. Okay, that makes more sense. But meeting someone once isn't enough, right? Which brings us to step two, stay top of mind.
Yeah, this is crucial. And again, the guide kind of pushes back against the easy automated route. It argues the best networkers don't just rely on, like, mass email lists.
So no generic newsletters blasting everyone.
Less of that, more personalized follow-up. The guide really emphasizes this.
Okay, so what does that look like? What's effective follow-up, according to the source?
Well, it needs to be pretty prompt after you meet someone. Maybe a short email mentioning something specific you talked about, or, you know, a quick LinkedIn message works, too.
Okay.
But the thing the sources really highlight, the handwritten note.
Wow, really? Handwritten? In 2024.
I know, it sounds crazy time-consuming. But the guide argues the return on investment, the ROI, for a personal physical note today is actually huge.
Why? Because nobody does it anymore.
Partly, yeah. It signals a level of effort, of respect, that just, you know, a quick email can't match. It makes the connection more tangible, more memorable. It helps bridge that gap from just meeting someone to actually building a professional relationship.
Okay, step three. Be generous with referrals. This one feels a bit counterintuitive, too. Giving business away to get business. How does the guide explain that?
It's all about reciprocity, reciprocal goodwill. But it's strategic, not just, you know, being nice. The core idea is the absolute best way to get referrals is to actively give them.
But it's not like a direct trade, right?
Yeah.
I give you one, you owe me one.
No, not transactional like that. It's more about building a healthy professional ecosystem. Based on mutual trust and support.
And who are we talking about referring to? Just other lawyers?
The guide says definitely refer to other lawyers, maybe in different practice areas, but also think wider.
Like?
Like other professionals who interact with the same kinds of clients you want. CPAs, maybe financial advisors, real estate agents, people like that.
Mm.
When you send a good referral, a high-quality lead, to one of them, you help their business. And importantly, you immediately position yourself in their mind as a valuable, trustworthy resource.
And that tends to come back around eventually.
That generosity, the guide suggests, almost always cycles back. It strengthens your entire network.
Okay, moving on to step four. This focuses on creating the right environment. Host or attend small gatherings. Not the giant impersonal mixers, then.
Definitely not. The guide specifically argues for the opposite. Think smaller, more intimate, low-pressure settings.
What kind of formats?
Things like lunch and learns, coffee meetups, maybe informal happy hours. The key, according to the source, is the atmosphere.
Meaning
it shouldn't feel like a sales pitch. The guide explicitly advises against doing formal presentations or any kind of hard sell.
So less presentation, more conversation.
Exactly. These smaller settings let you actually talk with people, not just at them. You can move past the superficial small talk and have real professional dialogue.
Where people can actually get a sense of who you are.
Yes. They can gauge your character, your expertise, your approachability. That genuine conversation builds trust in a way that, you know, a huge conference room full of people just can't.
Right. That makes sense. And the last step, step five, seems vital for the long game. Engage with past clients. The idea being the relationship doesn't just stop when the bill is paid or the case is closed.
Yeah, and this is probably the one that gets overlooked the most often. But the guide frames it as potentially the highest ROI activity of all.
Why is that?
Because it's so much easier and cheaper to get repeat business or referrals from a happy past client than it is to constantly chase new ones.
Okay, so the goal here is just stay on their radar.
Pretty much. Keep your name fresh in their mind, but in a helpful, non-annoying way. It's proactive reputation maintenance.
So how do you do that without being intrusive? What kind of examples does the guide give?
It's about thoughtful timing and relevance, not spamming them. The source suggests things like maybe a quick note on the anniversary of their case closing or their transaction.
Oh, that's specific.
Yeah, or a simple seasonal greeting card, maybe a brief newsletter, but only if it has information actually relevant to them, like changes in tax law for a business client or updates in estate planning rules.
So it feels helpful, not like selling.
Exactly. The whole point is simply this. 6 months from now, 2 years from now, when their friend asks, hey, do you know a good lawyer?
Mm.
You want your name to be the first one, maybe the only one that pops into their head.
That's a really practical, actionable plan. But the complexity isn't in the steps themselves. It's in the discipline, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Consistency, authenticity.
That's right. It takes sustained effort. Now, if we kind of zoom out, connect this back to the bigger picture, what we're seeing is this fundamental difference, maybe even trade-off.
Between
what digital marketing offers and what personal connection offers. Digital stuff, SEO, ads, that delivers visibility. It gets your name in front of potentially hundreds, thousands of strangers.
Okay, it gets you seen, but personal relationships.
Personal relationships, the kind built through these steps, they build your brand. But a brand based on actual, proven reliability, skill, integrity.
Trust again.
Exactly. They establish the lawyer, not just as a service provider, but as a trustworthy individual. And, you know, no algorithm can measure sincerity. No search ranking truly replicates the confidence you feel from a genuine recommendation from someone you trust.
So the conclusion from the source material seems to be maybe the best strategy isn't always the newest, shiniest one.
Pretty much. It might actually be about going back to what's always worked. Connect with people genuinely, serve them really, really well, and then let your reputation built on that solid foundation do the heavy lifting.
It's timeless advice, really.
It absolutely is, and it probably applies well beyond just the legal field. Think about that. The digital landscape changes so fast, it's constantly shifting.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe ask yourself, how many parts of your own professional life, your career, could actually benefit from doubling down on these timeless things?
Mm-hmm.
Authentic connection, reciprocity, just showing up and being present.
The human element.
The human element.
Yeah.
That kind of durable, high-integrity growth. No algorithm, no ad campaign, no fleeting social media trend can ever really replicate that. That deep trust, that's the real competitive advantage.